Today's daf is Chulu daf Ayin Zayin. We're going to pick up from daf Ayin Vavim Beis. Let's see if we could do a daf in 20 minutes. Tanu Rabbanan, about 10 lines from the bottom of Ayin Vavim Beis. Nishvar ha'etzem v'yatzal l'chutz. If the bone is broken and it protrudes outside of the skin, im aru basur chofnes rubo mutter. If it has skin and flesh covering the majority of the bone, it's mutter. Im lav asur. If not, then it's asur. V'kama rubo, how much is considered a majority? Ki asur avdim yam rabbi yochanan rov ovio, that it's the majority of the thickness of the bone. Va'amri la rov hakeifa. Others say no, that it's not the majority of the thickness, but rather the majority of the circumference of the bone. Rashi writes, rov avyo shelo yatsa rov ovi hashvira lechutz elamiyut chalal ha'etzem nigla v'ruba nichse. That with the part that's broken, the thickness of the area that's broken, is not totally protruding. Only part of that area is protruding. Whereas rov hakeifa is ovyo shel etzem, the overall thickness of the bone. So lomal v'lo Morid imrov hekif habasar shasav ve'etem ala shever kayam. So that's where we're saying that that it doesn't matter if the broken part is rove out, as long as the majority of the bone. So Amar Rav Papa hilchach binan rov avyo ubinan rov hekifo. So Rav Papa says we're going to be machmir in both directions. We're going to require rov avyo and rov hekifo. Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan or harehu kibasar. The hide of the animal has a din of the flesh of the animal. Amar Rav Nachman lulav leimamar or mitstari flabasar. So why don't you formulate differently and say that the or combines together with the basar l'chumra, that you should need dafka half or half basar, instead of saying that the or is like the basar, so that would mean that the if you have only or, it's like having basar. But that's not true. You should say that the or and the basar could be 50-50, but not that having only or is good enough. Doha or u basar katani. It said or u basar. It didn't say or o basar. So I'm like, anan or o basar tanin. And he said, well, in my version, it's or o basar. Ikadam, the others had the conversation as follows. Amar ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Or mitzdarif lebasar, amr le'rav Nachman le'ulav le'mamar, or mashlim lebasar l'chumra. That he said, or is mitzdarif to the basar, and he says, no, what you should have said is that you need a majority of basar, and the or could be mitzdarif as the minority. Amr le'anov d'yadani, he says, all I know is that there was a ma'isa shahaya, and it went as follows. Du bar guzla davi be'rabi Yitzchak, there was a young bird that was brought to Rabbi Yitzchak, to or mitzdarif lebasar hava. And it was a situation where it was or mitzdarif lebasar, where it was half-half. Va'asal kamed Rabbi Yochanan va'achshrei, and Rabbi Yochanan said, that's kosher. So don't tell me that the or can only be mashlim if you have a majority basar, because we have it in Maisa Shahaya where it was 50-50, and they were machshir, they said that that's good enough. Amr lei, bar guzla ka'amrit. He says, you're going to bring me a raya from a case of a little bird. Bar guzla derachik shayni. Bar guzla is very soft, and therefore the or is very soft, and of course the or of the bar guzla is going to be considered like basar. But typically, or is not considered like basar. Hanu gidin rachin, dasal kamed rabba. There were these soft sinews that were brought to Rava. So Girsa on the side changes it to Rava. So Amar Rava lemay lechushlu. Rava said, what should I be worried about with these soft sinews? Chadad Amar Rabbi Yochanan gidin shesof lahakshos nimna leim bepesach. First of all, you should know Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that when you have soft gidin that are ultimately going to harden, the halacha is that they count as basar in regards to being registered on the Korban Pesach. The halacha is, in order to register on the Korban Pesach, everyone has to have designated for themselves at least a kazayis of basar. What if you only have a kazayis of these gidin? So Rabbi Yochanan holds, that's good enough, that counts as basar. So you see that it has a din of basar. Va'odin, furthermore, hataruchas al molam shal Yisrael, if we're not going to say it has a din of basar, then we're going to have to throw out certain animals as trefos when we don't want to, and that's going to be a tremendous loss of money. And the Torah is always very careful about the money of Klal Yisrael. It's a question of when you apply that concept. What do you mean? The Torah chasal manam shal Yisrael. The halacha is that it's a trefa. It's a trefa. We're not chasal manam shal Yisrael. So we'll see the response for some of the Papa Rabba, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish v'Yisur Daraisa v'Atam Ramay Lechishlu. Wait a second. You told me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that it counts for a Korban Pesach, but you should know Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He holds that you cannot be nimnal on a Korban Pesach on the gidin harak Harden that are going to Harden. And furthermore, we're dealing with the Daraisa over here. So how can you say that that we have nothing to be choshesh about? So Ishtik, he had no response to that. That was he had nothing else to say. So the Torah Chaim says, what's the svara of Rav to be mati because the Torah Chas al Mom Sheyisrael? If the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan, so how can you say that you can be mati or nisr just because Torah Chas al Mom Sheyisrael? So he explains that Rav was mistapek. If Basar Hashtaz Lidon or Basar Basov, do we follow the status of the Gidin right now, which is that they're very soft and therefore should be like Basar? Or do we look at what they will become when they will harden and will no longer be like Basar? So he says, first of all, Rabbi Yochanan holds that we go Basar Hashta, that we definitely look at what it is right now, it counts as Basar. And furthermore, even if you were to say that it's a Safek, and therefore you would think to be Machmir, but the Torah is Chasal, Mamonim Shal Yisrael, the Torah is Makbid about our loss of money, and therefore misafek that Hatorah Chasu would not tell you that if something is asur to make a mutter, but it would tell you if something is safek, you can go lekula on the safek. So Rav Papa says back to Rava, no, that which you say that Rabbi Yochanan holds that vaday basar hashtaz linan, that we definitely follow what it is now. So it could be that Reish Lakish wasn't mesupak. Reish Lakish holds vaday basar lebesofas linan, that we definitely are going to follow what it will turn into, and therefore it's going to be Aser. And furthermore, that which you say that if it's a suffix, we should be makel because the Torah chasal manu Moshe Yisrael. So what are you talking about? Isura da oraisa. We're dealing with the nisa da oraisa. There's a rule. Suffix da oraisa lechumra. You don't say suffix da oraisa at Torah chasal manu Moshe Yisrael. We save a couple of bucks. Suffix da oraisa is lechumra. So that's the give and take over here according to the Torah Chaim. So frankly, Gemara va'amai ishtik. Why was he silent? After all, Rav say that we only pass like Reish Lakish in three places. So why didn't he respond? What are you talking about? We don't pass like Reish Lakish. We were passing like Rabbi Yochanan, and that's why I hold it as a din of Basar. So shiny hacha da hadbe Rabbi Yochanan gabi Rabbi Shimon Lakish. No, over here you're going to pass like Reish Lakish, even though it's not one of the three places, because even Rabbi Yochanan in the end was moda to Reish Lakish. Damar le al takni teni b'loshon yachad ani shonosa, because we're going to find later on in a conversation, in a different context, where Rabbi Yochanan is going to respond to Reish Lakish that which I give off the impression that I think that that these Gidin have a din of Basar, that's only my explaining the Shita of a single Tana, but not one that we paskin like. So even Rabbi Yochanan's Moda, that the majority opinion of Tanaim would be like Reish Lakish, that we'd go Basar Basof, we'd look at what it will turn into in the end, and if it's going to be hardened in the end, it's not going to have a din of Basar. There was a case of a broken bone that had protruded and a little piece of the bone had fallen off. So they brought it to Abaye and he let it wait for three regalim before dealing with it. So inside it points you to Rashi Nivamas, and in our fancy Gemaras it has the Rashi Nivamas printed on the side. Now what's this idea of Tlasa Rigli? So Rashi says, number one, that the Talmid Chacham were nikbatzim l'shmo drasha l'chos Pesach b'Pesach. Then the regalim is when the Talmid Chacham got together to learn the halachos of the given Yom Tovim. And then he quotes Chuvas Hagaonim Atzasi. Rashi quotes from the Chuvas Hagaonim, Kol Anich Rigli Damurai Hainu Yom Shem Meispo Adam Gadol. We're not talking about regalim in the sense of the Shalosh regalim. No, on the day of a yard site of an Adam Gadol, all of the different Talmidei Chacham would get together and they would learn together. There would be also Yeshiva Al Kivro. They would learn together as like a Yarchikal L'Zecher Nishmaso of that of the deceased Amora. So they called it a regal. That's the source that many people point to. Why in Hasidic circles they don't say Tachnun on a yard site, because it's called a regal. You see that a yard site in Adam Gadol is called a regal. Obviously in Halacha that's not really true, but that's the raya they bring from Rashi. Okay, Amalei Rav Ada Bar Masna Zil Kamei De Rava Berei De Rav Yosef Bar Chama De Charifa Sakine. So Rav Ada Bar Masna says, you know, we got to go to Rava Berei De Rav Yosef Bar Chama. He's very sharp. He'll be able to answer this question about the protruding bone where a little piece of it fell off. Asal Kamei Amar. We already learned about a broken bone that had protruded. So that's what it says we learned about previously. So what difference does it make if a little piece fell off or not? Since it's aru basar that chofenas rubo, so it's going to be kosher. It doesn't matter. Mali nafal, mali isay. What difference does it make if it fell off or it's still there? So Yelda was okay. Amloi ravina l'rava mislaki et mahu. What would be the din if the basar that remained was not all together, was in different little places, it wasn't all continuous. Or misroses mahu, what would be the din if the basar was very weak, that covered the majority of the bone? Or mismasmes mahu, so frekli gemara hechida mismasmes, what does that mean? Amar vun rei Rav Shua kol sharofe kodro, if it's the kind of basar that a doctor would likely view as dead meat, and he would just take it off with a, peel it off with a knife, cut it off with a knife, does that count as basar that's chofe the etzem? So yibaylu nikev mahu, what if there's a puncture in the basar? Niklaf mahu, what if the basar is peeling? Nistak mahu, what if the basar is cracked? The basar that's covering the bone. Nital shlusha tachton mahu, what if it's covering the majority of the bone, but not on the bottom part, only on the top part? So there's a break between the rest of the basar and ar of the animal. Then you have just pure bone, and then you have more basar and ar. So does that count? Tashma damrulam Rabbi Yochanan or hareu kabasar. Or counts as basar. So you see that he holds, regardless, or always counts as basar. So says Gemara, Dilma dekana mashchadide. Maybe that's only when it's very strong, when the or is still latching on to itself, to the rest of the or of the animal. But maybe when it's separate, when there's a break in between, maybe that's not so. Amar avashki, avinu b'rav papi yabayla, niktar kiminta ba'as mahu. What if it was pierced like a ring? Upashitna mehad amar he said, I asked the rabbis and the doctors, he said that there's a way to scrape the bone and it will heal itself. So Aval Parzla Mizrav Zarv, but you can't use a metal implement to do it, because then it will just tear it all off. Amrav Papa, who de kana garma dide. That's only that you see the bone becoming stronger in the surrounding area. So then we assume that it's connecting to the bone is connecting to the basar. That's when you can assume that it has this kind of refuah. Okay, new Mishnah. Hashochet es beima matzah bashulya. If you shecht an animal and you find not a fetus inside, but an amniotic sac, and that's it. So nefesh hayafa tochlena. If a person is not queasy about it, you're allowed to eat it. Just like the shechita of the mother is matir the baby, the shechita of the mother is matir an amniotic sac. Veinam etam alo tumas ochlin lo tumas nevelos. It doesn't become tamei as tumas ochlin, nor does it become tamei as tumas nevelos, because it's not a food. Chishe v'leam etam tumas ochlin lo tumas nevelos. If you decide you want to use it as a food, so now it can become tamei as a food as tumas ochlin, but not tumas nevelos. Shil yishyatzam ktsas asur ba'achila. If part of the amniotic sac came out, you're not allowed to eat, because you have to assume that maybe the baby is inside of it, or the rosho, either the head of the baby or the rove of the baby is inside of it, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. Simen vlad b'isha, simen vlad b'behema, because the same thing that counts as simen vlad for a woman is simen vlad for an animal. Hamvakereshe pila shilya yashil chena leklavim. Let's say an animal is having its firstborn and it's mapil an amniotic sac, so you're allowed to throw it to the dogs. You don't have to assume that it has kedushas bechor. And Rashi explains, because 50% chance that it's a nekeva, and even if it's a zachar, maybe it wasn't going to form even whatever was in it, even though there's some vlad in there, maybe the vlad was in a tzura that was so different than the animal that wouldn't even count as a vlad. So there's a better than 50% chance that it doesn't have kedushas bechor. But it'll be mukdashim to cover. But when we're dealing with hektish animals, where even the female babies are going to have kedusha, then you bury it. Vein kovenas ab prashas drachim, but you're not allowed to bury it by a crossroads. Vein tolenas ab ilan, nor do you hang it on a tree, which was believed by the Amorim to be a way of warding off future miscarriages for the animal, because that's Darkei Amori, that is not the Jewish way of doing things. So, how do I know that the amniotic sac is okay? The Torah teaches us that even the Shilya, I think even if part of the amniotic sac came out, that's why we have Osa to tell you that not always is the Shilya okay. Michti, ain't Shilya below Vlad, so Lamali Kra, wait a second, of course, the halacha, the rule is that every time there's a shilya, there's a vlad. So obviously, if part of the shilya came out already, you have to be choshesh for a vlad. Why do I need a pasuk? So kras smachta bialma inochinami, you don't need a pasuk. The pasuk is just not smachta. Ve'ena mitama, so we said it's not mitami tumas ochlin or tumas nevelos. By Rav Yitzchak ben Avcha, or chamor shesholku mahu. What about if you have the skin of a donkey that's been heavily cooked to the point that it's hardened? What's the din? So lemai, what are we asking? What's the din? Ila tumas ochlin tanina, ila tumas nevelos tanina. If you're asking if it's tami tumas ochlin, we already learned about that. If you're asking about tumas nevelos, we learned about that as well. Tumas ochlin tanya arva shul yom tami tumas ochlin. Masochlin, or in Shilya, are not metamik to Masochlin, or Shashalka Vashilya Shachishavila, metamik to Masochlin. But when you overcook the or, then it is metamik to Masochlin. I guess not that it gets hardened, it gets edible, I guess, in some way. Tumas Nevelos, Namitanina. Tumas Nevelos, we also already learned about. Binavlasa, Vloba or Vloba Atsamos. We say Binavlasa as opposed to the or and the Atsamos, Vloba Gidim, Vloba Karnaim, Vloba Talpaim. That all of these parts of the animal, including the atzamos and the or specifically is what we're focused on, is not included in tumas nevela. That even if you spice it up and you make it edible in some way by cooking it and spicing it, still it's not going to have tumas nevela. So the answers. So bottom line is what was the shaila? The shaila was or chamor shalkum mahu. What's the din when you overcook, when you heavily cook the or of a chamor, which is normally disgusting and hardened, but you overcooked it to the point that it got soft. So we just pointed out that we already have a beferish mishnayis about tumas ochlin and about tumas nevela. So what was all shaila about? So answers the Gemara, the olam tumas ochlin. We were talking about tumas ochlin. Vishaini or chamor, demais. But or chamor is different because even though normally you would say that or sheshalko has tumas ochlin, and we had that beferish in the Mishnah, but maybe or chamor is worse than regular or because it's very disgusting, it's very hard. Maybe even after cooking, it still shouldn't count. It's a little bit difficult to understand what the havamina was that in the nevela Mishnah that if you are a son sike kedera, that if you spice it up and make it edible and put it in as part of a larger food, that all of a sudden it's going to be okay. Okay, that it's going to be something that would have a din of ochlin, that would have a din of food. Because after all, I mean, it's like taking bones and, it's edible because you don't sense it there. It's not because it's becoming better itself. So Rav Yashiv in his Ha'ara says that the Havamin is that since there are a lot of foods that are not edible unless you cook them, and it's pashut that they have a din of tumas ochlin, so maybe by, and tumas nevela, so you can say the same thing by or, that there is tumas since you can make it, sike kedera. So that's the Havamina. Shilya shiyatsa, so the Mishnah had said that if the shilya comes out, even partially, you're not allowed to eat the rest of the shilya that's inside. That's only if it doesn't have a vlad with it. If the shilya does have a vlad with it, you don't have to worry that maybe there's another vlad. Meaning, let's say the shilya that when you open up the animal inside, the shilya inside still had a vlad in it. So you're going to say, what? I'm choshish that the vlad came out, the part of the shilya that came out, but the vlad's still inside. So maybe it's twins. Maybe the vlad came out with one vlad came out with the shilya that came out, another vlad. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry that another vlad is there. But Rabbi Yochanan says, eni mavlad, mavlad vlad acher. That it doesn't matter, you always have to be choshish for another vlad, that it came out with a vlad. So, but I thought Rabbi Lazar is supposed to be the one that says l'chumra. It sounds like we're saying Rabbi Yochanan is l'chumra. Eliyat mar hachi yitmar. This is the way conversation should really go. Amar Lazar lo shenu l'sheinu kshura bivlad. We only say that it's going to be asur ba'achila, even if it has a vlad with it. If it's not kshur b'vlad, if it's not connected, tied to a vlad, avol kshur b'vlad, ein choshen l'vlad acher. But if the shulya is mamish kosher to a vlad, then we're not choshish for another vlad. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Anuwein lanu ela shulya b'lo vlad. That the only time that we can that it's going to be asur ba'achila is when it comes out without a vlad. Avol yeshim a vlad, but if there is a vlad, bein kshur b'vlad, bein ein kshur b'vlad, whether it's tied to it or not, ein choshen l'vlad. We're not choshesh that maybe there was another vlad that came out. It doesn't matter what the vlad inside, how connected the vlad inside was to the amniotic sac. And that way, this version of the conversation, Taka has it that Rabbi Lazar is l'chumra. Tani kavasi Rabbi Lazar, hamapelus min behema chayva of v'shulye mahen. If a woman has a miscarriage, and instead of coming out something that looks like a human baby, it comes out looking like a chaya, an oaf, and it has the amniotic sac with it. So normally, when it's min chayva of, the shita, the rabbanon mesachs nidadav chavalif, is that it's not considered a vlad at all. So b'zman shekshur behen, ein choshon vlad acher. When it's kosher to the shilya, so we assume that was it, and therefore there is no vlad, and we don't have to worry about anything. But ein kshur ben, then already matel chomer shnei vlados. But if it's not kosher to it, then we have to assume all of the chumras. We have to assume that she's tamei for shvu ayim, like she just had in the cave. But we have to assume all of the chumras because we have to be choshish that maybe there's another vlad. Shani yomer shemi nimoach shvir shel shulya, shemi nimoach shulya so shel shvir, that we have to worry that maybe the shvir of one shulya became disintegrated where we don't see it, and the shulya of the other shvir became disintegrated. So what we're left with is a shvir and a shulya that don't match. We have a chaya, a tsuras chaya, and a shulya, but they didn't belong to each other. So maybe the shulya actually belongs to another tsuras avlad, which became disintegrated that we don't have anymore. Hamvakera shepil, the Mishnah said that if an animal is having its firstborn and it's mapil, so the Mishnah said that if it's mapil shulya, you could throw it to the dogs. You don't have to worry about kedushas pachar. My time, Rov behemos yoltos davar kadosh b'bechora. Most behemos give birth to that which is kadosh b'bechora. Umir behemos davar sheinu kadosh b'bechora. And some of them, a form comes out that's not at all like the animal and doesn't have any kedushas pachar. Umaynu nidme comes out as a nidme, something that looks like something else. It looks like some other min. V'kola yoldos mechses char mechsen kevels. But of all births, 50% are male, 50% are female. So some commuta the nidma the mechsed in the kevels. So avluz char muta. So you take the 50% of females, and then you add on even those that are male births. Some of them are totally different surah, so you're going to have more than 50% that does not have kedushas pachar. That's why you're allowed to be mashal chlavim. Ubi mektashim tikaver, and if it's from an animal of kodesh, you bury it. Maitaima ruba bar mikdashu, because then it doesn't make a difference if it's male or female. The majority of them have kedusha. Okay, the next will be something I want to talk about, so we'll save it for a day where we have more than 20 minutes for a daf. Okay.